Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our telephone conference for EVN's first half year result for the current business year. Please excuse my voice. I caught a cold yesterday, but I will do my best, and I'm supported here by the team. I'm delighted to announce a solid overall performance of EVN despite unfavorable macroeconomic and ongoing difficult energy sector influencing factors. And now I will move on to EVN's business highlights. In the reporting period, EVN pursued its ambitious goal to achieve a 50% stake of energy production from renewable sources and a threefold increase in its wind power capacities. As a result, two wind parks were built with an overall capacity of around 26 megawatts. An additional one, we started a groundbreaking ceremony the last month, and we'll have an 18 megawatt wind park together with the Vienna Energy Company. Following more than 1 year of construction, the small-scale hydropower plant in Schalldorf with a capacity of 1 megawatt was put into operation in April. The plant will generate about 5.4 gigawatt hours of electricity for 1,500 households in the future. The investment cost amounted to 6 million euros. In addition to the expansion of the wind park capacities, our investment activity focused on three new biomass projects in the heat business. EVN is currently the largest producer of natural heat in Austria, with 57 biomass facilities in the home market. 5 additional biomass plants are under construction at present. It is a pleasure for me to inform you on a new BOOT project of our environmental service business. In April, EVN was awarded a contract for the planning, construction, financing and operation of a drinking water treatment plant for the municipality of Zrenjanin in Serbia. The plant will supply drinking water for about 86,000 inhabitants. EVN will be responsible for the operating of the facility for a period of 15 years following the 3 year construction period. The project volume is 25.6 million euros. This is the second new project in the reporting period. In the first quarter of the business year, we already informed you on EVN's other new project for a wastewater treatment plant in Prague in the Czech Republic. This is a turnkey project and EVN's share will be around 35 million euros. On our financials, EVN issued 2 corporate bonds within the framework of private placements amounting to 125 million euros and a period of maturity of around 20 years. The fixed coupon was set at 5.18%. In addition to our new bond of euro 300 million in December 2011, EVN has an adequate liquidity reserve. EVN's strong financials were honored by the rating agency Moody's by the confirmation of the long-term credit rating of A3 with a stable outlook. On May 30th, we started a new share buyback program. It is primarily designed to improve the supply and demand on the EVN and off EVN on the Vienna Stock Exchange, which the company considers to be undervalued. The program will begin on the 6th of June and end on the end of December 2012. It is intended to buy back up to 1 million shares or around 0.55% of its share capital. Before I move to EVN's development details, I give you an overview on the macroeconomic and energy environment. As mentioned, the macroeconomic environment became unfavorable in the reporting period. This is due to the ongoing weakening of the global economy since the middle of 2011, as well as austerity programs in the Eurozone to manage the sovereign debt. All in all, no increase of economic output is expected in the European Union for 2012. The economies of the member states will develop heterogeneously. A slight economic upturn is expected for Austria in the second half of this year, with the GDP growth forecast to reach a level of up to 0.8% in 2012. For Albania, Bulgaria and Macedonia, economic growth will outpace comparable outlook for Austria. Nevertheless, the external conditions prevailing in the European Union will have a damping effect on the economic development of these countries. The energy sector environment remained challenging. In the reporting period, European spot market prices for base and peak load electricity were 8.1 and 6.3% respectively below in the prior year's level. This is in spite of the ongoing high level of primary energy prices. This development is mainly attributable to the higher contribution of renewable energy sources in the overall electricity generation mix. In contrast, the valid forward prices for base and peak load of electricity rose by 15.6 and 9.9% respectively. The prices of CO2 certificates fell by nearly 42%. The average price in euros for crude oil Brent was about 21% above the previous level. The natural gas prices, which are linked to the crude oil price, were roughly 20% higher than in the previous year, despite the price revision with Gazprom. The price of coal increased by about 4% slightly. Let's turn now to group's result in more detail. In the reporting period, total revenue amounted to nearly 1.7 billion, up 3.8%. In the energy business, the cold weather and the increase of end customer prices in Southeast Europe positively impacted the development of group revenues. In the environmental service business, there was a revenue decrease due to a lower project invoicing volume at the reporting date. The operating expenses increased by 4.6%. The highest cost position, the cost for electricity purchases and primary energy expenses, were up 5.5% to around 981 million euros. This was primarily related to the higher sales volumes in Southeastern Europe and the higher procurement cost on the domestic market in Southeastern Europe. In addition, the allocation for provisions for impending losses relating to the Duisburg-Walsum power plant project also had a negative effect. This measure was required due to sustainable changes in the electricity market conditions. On balance, this development resulted in an EBITDA increase of 0.5% to around 325.9 million euros. EBIT could be improved by 2.9% to 202.8 million euros. This was dampened by impairment loss on the biomass pilot plant in Dünrohr of around 8 million in the first quarter. This was, however, in contrast to the higher impairment losses in the amount of 17.7 million in CA Energy South, Energy Supply Southeast European segment carried out in the same period of the prior year. In contrast, the scheduled depreciation and amortization increased by 2.7%. The financial results improved by 48.6% to 73.6 million euros. In this position, the considerably higher earnings contribution from investments in equity accounted investees, especially the income from RAC, more than compensated for the lower interest results. On balance, the group net profit amounted to 209.1 million euros, an increase of 13.6% above the prior year's level. The net cash flow from operating activities was down to 49.3 million euros. This development can be attributed to the higher rise in working capital compared to the previous year due to stronger seasonal effects in the reporting period. I will now address the business development by segment. As mentioned, EVN achieved an increase of an EBITDA of 0.5% in the reporting period. We are able to report improving EBITDA in the generation segment and in the energy supply Southeast Europe segment. In the generation segment, this development is due to power requests on the part of the German Federal Network Agency in order to support the network reliability in Southeastern Germany, as well as revision in natural gas prices and new wind park capacities. In energy supply Southeast Europe, the EBITDA increase can be attributed to weather impact and higher end customer prices. The increase in revenue was higher than the increase in operating expenses. EBITDA of energy trade and supply segment was below the prior year level. This is mainly due to the higher procurement costs for electricity as a result of higher procurement volumes. EBITDA of the network infrastructure Austria segment decreased. This development was due to higher procurement costs and higher maintenance and repair costs. EBITDA in environmental service segment slightly decreased according to the revenue decrease. The next slide shows EVN's position in generation in the first half of the year. EVN's electricity generation was down 14.1%. Electricity generation from thermal energy sources dropped by nearly 28%. This was mainly due to the ongoing negative spark spread. Consequently, EVN's gas-fired power plants were in operation only on the power German request in December 2011, 2011 and February 2012. In contrast, the coal-fired power plant in Duna was in operation in the whole reporting period. In contrast to this development, electricity generation from renewable energy sources increased, primarily due to higher wind park capacities. As already mentioned, our wind park capacities increased by 12 turbines, or around 27 megawatts in the reporting period. EVN had diverse effects in the revenue development of the generation segment. The chairman power request and revision in general gas prices between Gazprom and Gikon Gas had positive impact on revenue. These positive effects more than compensated for the revenue reduction from own gas-fired power stations to the negative spark spread. The significant increase in electricity production from renewable energy sources had also a positive impact on segment revenues. All in all, segment revenues were up 38.3%. In contrast to this development, the operating expense increased only by nearly 6.5%. On the balance, EBITDA nearly doubled to 34.1 million euros. In the light of the unfavorable market conditions, EVN recognized an impairment loss of around 8 million on the biomass pilot plant in Duna power plant site. To that segment, depreciation and amortization significantly increased. Despite this development, EBIT rose from 5.5 million to euro 13.1 million euros. Let's come to the energy trade and supply segment. Here we featured higher electricity and marketed lower natural gas sales volumes. In case of electricity, this sales volumes increase was a result of the enhanced activities of Energy Alliance outside of the Austrian region supplied by EVN. In case of gas, gas volumes fell markedly, which is related to the warmer weather in Austria compared to prior year. Regarding heat, sales volume increased to higher steam and heat deliveries to large industrial customers. Segment revenues was down 2.8%. This development was chiefly attributed to three main factors. It was a decline in marketing proceeds of EVN's own thermal power plants due to considerable lower power generation volumes. In January and February 2012, the end customer prices were reduced. The lower natural gas procurement prices were passed on in form of a bonus payment, and the lower additional cost for clean electricity in form of a 1.7 price reduction to end customers. In contrast to these developments, the demand of energy by the German Federal Network Agency positively impacted the segment's revenue. Operating expenses fell by 1.5%. Five factors impacted the expenses differently. The decrease in natural gas sourcing costs as a result of the reduced use of EVN's own thermal power plants, and the gas price revision between Gazprom and Econgas, as well as the termination of the cooperation agreement with Degas, had positive impact on earnings. In turn, the higher electricity sourcing costs as a result of higher procurement volumes and the allocation of provision for impending losses related to the Duisburg-Walsum power plant have increased the operating expenses. All in all, EBITDA was down nearly 12.9% to 73.9 million euros. Considering slightly higher depreciation and amortization, EBIT decreased by 14.5% to 606.7 million euros. Network distribution volumes did not develop uniformly. The network distribution volume of electricity remained stable on the prior's level. The gas distribution volumes fell due to the considerably reduced use of EVN's own thermal power stations and the warmer weather conditions. Network tariffs for electricity and natural gas were adjusted January 2012 by the Austrian regulator. The natural gas network tariffs were reduced by 1.9% in contrast to an increase by 10.6% in the prior year. The electricity network tariffs remained stable on the prior's level, compared to the increase of 1% in 2011. All in all, total network revenue was down 0.5% the prior year's level. In contrast, total segment revenues climbed 2.5%, primarily due to EVN's cable TV and telecommunication business. Operating expenses rose by 11.9%, mainly as a result of increased procurement costs and higher maintenance and repair costs. This led to a decline of EBITDA by 6.2% to 143 million euros. The level of depreciation and amortization remained stable, so that the EBITDA declined to 993.7 million euros, down 9.8%. Coming to the Energy Supply Southeast Europe segment, the sales volumes development in this segment was primarily driven by the significant colder winter in the reporting period in Bulgaria and Macedonia. This led to a strong increase in electricity by 5.3% and heating volumes by 8.8%. In addition, price increases boosted segment revenues too. Macedonia, the regulatory authority, approved a hike in end customer prices of 4.9% in March 2011 and 4.8% in January 2012. In Bulgaria, regulatory authorities increased end customer prices for electricity by 2.2% in July 2010 and 1.9% in July 2011. Due to the higher sales volumes and the positive price factor segment, revenues increased by 16.9%. In the first year, half year of the current business year, higher prices for procured energy and the increased write-off of receivables resulted in an increase in operating expenses by 18%. In spite of this development, EBITDA rose by 6.5% to €47.8 million. Taking account of the slight higher depreciation and amortization, EBIT increased from €-2.6 to €15.2 million. I will turn now to EVN's second growth pillar, the EVN's environmental service business. The revenue of the environmental service segment remained by 2.6 below prior year's level. This decrease is related to project invoicing and the balance sheet date, as well as lower income from the waste incineration plant at Juno. In contrast to this development, the domestic drinking water supply business generated a positive contribution to total segment revenue. Parallel to the revenue development, operating expenses were down by 2%. On balance, EBITDA was down 5% to €30.4 million. In the light of a rise in depreciation and amortization segment, EBIT dropped by 11.9% to €17.2 million. The financial results decreased from €5.5 million to €5.1 million. This decline was due to the ongoing decreasing interest balance of leasing receivables of the two large projects in Moscow during the operational phase, as well as to the higher interest expense of projects during the construction phase. The profit before income tax fell by 10.9% to €24.4 million. EVN is currently realizing a total of 14 large international projects in the drinking water supply and wastewater treatment business. EVN was awarded, as already mentioned, for two new contracts in the reporting period. As a general contractor in the consortium, EVN won a contract for the planning, refitting and turnkey expansion of a wastewater treatment plant in Prague for 1.9 million inhabitants. EVN's share of the project is around €35 million. The second new contract was awarded EVN in Serbia for planning, construction, financing and operating, so therefore a BOOT kind of model for drinking water treatment plant in the municipality of Zrenjanin. The plant with total investment volume of around 25.6 million will supply drinking water for about 86,000 inhabitants. EVN will be responsible for operating the facility for a period of 15 years following the 3 years construction period. The overall contract value of EVN's environmental service segment amounts to almost €1.3 billion. Coming to the financial results, in the reporting period, financial results improved by 48.6% to €73.6 million. This is mainly due to the higher income from investments in equity accounted investees, especially from RAC and PEVAC. In contrast, higher interest expense and the lower interest income had a negative impact. The rise in interest expense could be attributed to different factors. First, EVN issued a new corporate bond of €300 million last October, whereas the existing euro bond was first redeemed in December. Second, net debt increased. Third, the slightly higher interest rate for loans and borrowings had a negative effect. The other financial results, however, improved from minus 1.9 million to positive 0.5 million. Having a look on the debt maturity profile, EVN issued a new corporate bond of €300 million, as already mentioned. and redeemed their bond with $257 million in December 14th. We issued a private placement with a volume of $125 million. We have a share of fixed interest debt at end of March of around 76%. The average financing costs are 4.2% now. We think that the financial flexibility is secured. We have a syndicated loan of around $600 million, which is undrawn and has a maturity till 2013. And therefore, we are currently working on an extension of the credit line. And we have additional committed bilateral credit lines of 175 million euros. The cash and cash equivalents volume is 79.8 million euros. And just to mention, the Swiss franc and Japan bonds are fully hedged. The maturity there is 2014 for the Swiss francs, and for the yen it is 2014 and 2024. Having a look on the capital structure and the rating, we think that we have a solid capital structure. Even total assets rose by 5.5% to nearly 7.2 billion. This was mainly due on the increase in equity accounted investees. This development was driven by ongoing earnings contribution as well as capital contribution for projects and new investments. The equity was up 5.1% to 3.3 billion and resulted in a nearly stable equity ratio of 46%. Net debt increased by 13.8% to nearly 1.8 billion and led to a higher gearing of 4.2 percentage points to 43.9%. I am pleased that we can continue to report a strong balance sheet, and despite higher gearing, EVN has a competitive investment grade. It was proven by Moody's confirmation of EVN's long-term credit rating of A3 with a stable outlook. Having a look on the cash development in the current period, in the reporting period, the gross cash flow was down by 12.2% to 258.5 million euros, despite the higher profit before income tax. The decrease can be attributed to the higher non-cash results of equity accounted investees and the release of non-current provisions. The net cash flow from operating activities was down from 221.3 million to 49.3 million as a result of higher increase in working capital compared to the previous year. This development is due to a stronger seasonal effect in the reporting period in comparison to the year before. The net cash flow from investing activities was up 49.3% to minus 128.5 million. The decrease in the cash outflow from investing activities was mainly impacted by the following factors. The cash outflow from ongoing investment projects remained below the prior year. Moreover, capital payments for investments in equity accounted investees were also below the prior year level. In contrast to these factors, the acquisition of additional stakes in the Bulgarian subsidiaries was a strong cash outflow, and the financing of the investing activities took place partly by disposing of current investments in securities, which is also reported in the net cash flow from investing activities. The net cash flow from financing activities was down 42.9% to 42.2 million euros. There were two significant changes in the reporting period compared to prior year. In the reporting period, EVN completed the issue of a new Eurobond, as already discussed. In contrast to this, the comparable period was impacted by the capital increase of EVN Energy of 175.5 million euros. On balance, the above-mentioned developments resulted in a negative cash flow of 37 million euros. As a result, the group cash and cash items decreased to 75.6 million euros. In addition, EVN had credit lines of 775 million at its disposal, as well as funds arising from current investment in securities, which are also not included in the item cash and cash equivalents. Consequently, EVN has sufficient liquidity reserves at its disposal to finance its operating activities, and the liquidity situation can continue to be considered as stable. Having a more focused look on the investment, EVN's investment were down 70.3% in the reporting period. focus on our investments were on wind parks in Lower Austria, as already mentioned, the construction of the Westschiene expansion of heating networks and biomass capacity, the Connect cogeneration plant in Plovdiv, expansion of the network infrastructure and replacement of electricity meters, as well as the investment related to the Croatian natural gas supply, cogeneration plant in Lubecin. Let's come to the outlook for the current business year. We have certain assumptions. We think that this end customer business development will be also stable in the second half of the year. We are expecting low or negative spreads between primary energy prices and electricity prices, and we have a stable order book in environmental service segment and no negative impact of current economic development. We remain convinced that we will be able to report a stable development in the financial year. EVN expectations. We expect operating results basically to match the prior year's level. We expect the financial results should surpass the previous year's level due to unexpected improvement in the incoming investments, and therefore the net profit is expected to be at least the same level of the previous year. EVN's ambitions are to maintain the competitive investment credit rating, to continue its attractive dividend policy, and to keep key ratios to defend its competitive investment credit rating. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my short overview about the current first half of the year, and I'm ready to take your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'll begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Your questions will be answered in the order they are received. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question comes from James Brand from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning. Two questions. One is on or the first one is on RAG. If we go back a year and a half to when you did your capital raising, that was a business that you had very high hopes for to grow, and it's nice to see the improving profitability coming through from that business. Could you give a bit more of an update on what the drivers were for that increase? I remember back at your capital raising there was a lot of hope that its rollout of gas storage capacity could be a big profit driver. Is that what's driving the profit higher? And where are we on that that kind of capacity rollout? And the second question is on the buyback. Just if I guess whether you can give rationale for why you picked that particular number of shares to buy back. Is that based on the balance sheet capacity you think you have at the moment? Why was that the number you chose? And equally, should we view it as a one-off, or is this something that you could potentially repeat in future years if the share price remains at a level which you would see as being materially undervalued?
Okay, thanks, James, for your question. First of all, you're right, but of course the main driver on RAG, the oil and gas prices, and they have developed favorable. And the second is the building up of the storage capacity, which are now delivering already for the operational results of RAG. This is especially the seven fields and gas storage capacity. And as we mentioned in our roadshow, the midterm result for RAG coming from the storage business will be an EBIT contribution for RAG totally of around 100 million euros, and therefore we are on track here. And you're right, RAG is a very profitable business, and we are happy to have it because it's in a way also a hedge against the rising procurement costs which we are suffering on the other side, especially in relation for our end customers and for the power plants. This is the first question. The second is, of course, we are following the volumes which are the turnover in shares on a monthly, weekly, and daily basis over time. As you know, Vienna, the stock exchange, is facing liquidity problems overall, so it's not only that we are affected, but of course we're having a certain special situation also with the unresolved question of our minority shareholder, and therefore in the annual shareholder meeting in January, then the share price was 10.5 euros. We got the permit to be able to have a share buyback program, and we thought in relation to the volumes which are traded, the time frame, that this is quite a common sense position with these volumes. As we know, the permit is for 3 years, yeah, so if necessary, we could repeat it, but there's no decision on that now made. Therefore, we just have now 1 million till the end of the year, but there is a certain flexibility.
Thank you very much.
The next question comes from Matthias Heck from Macquarie Group. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hi, good morning. I got three questions, if I may. Firstly, regarding your full-year outlook, if we assume that the EBIT will be flat compared with the last year, and we are seeing a material increase in the financial results, I don't quite understand why you are so cautious on the net profit side, especially in light of the absence of last year's 23 million impairment charge in the financial results in the second half. So could you give us some more color why you only expect at least stable operating profits, or are there any further one-offs expected for the second half? That's the first question. Second one is just on provisions. You mentioned provisions for the you took some provisions in the energy trade and supply business, and on page 13 of your presentation you mentioned a release of provision. Could you please give some more granularity on that and quantify how much that was? And finally, could you give us some guidance on the net debt levels you expect by year end? Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the question. First of all, yeah, you're right. We are very cautious in an environment like we are in with our guidance regarding the full year's result. And the financial result is not only financial result from the capital markets, it's also from the at equity consolidated companies. RAC is strong, others are not so strong, so we are very careful for the overall financial result expectation there. It will be better than last year's, but we'll see how strong it will be better than last year's result. And therefore, I think we are middle on the road with this guidance and expectation, and it is still the first half of the year which are over. This is the first question. The second question regarding the release of the current provision. We had in our statement, we had regarding a contract with BGAS, this is the gas distribution company in Burgenland, we had the provision there. We could now solve this long-term contract, and therefore we had a positive effect of 10 million euros there. So this is one of the positives on the positive side. On the negative side, regarding our expectation how the German electricity market will develop on the long term and the ongoing construction regarding Walsum, we decided to make here a provision with the volume of 18.5 million euros.
Okay.
Yeah. And the third question, what was
it? It's just the net debt.
Yeah, net debt. See, we working hard that we can reduce the net debt until the end of the year to around previous year's level. Yeah? So we want to come back more or less to the 1.6 something billion as we had. It depends how fast the progress on our project of the second waste incineration plant in Moscow is doing. If we have all the permits together, then we have a co-investor who would like to step in. So it's more a question of the timing of the date than of the strategy.
Okay. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. The next question comes from Thomas Neuhold from Kepler. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
There's actually only one question left from my side. We have seen a fall in electricity prices over the last couple of weeks in Central Europe. Maybe you can comment a little bit how this could impact your operating performance in the various business divisions, and also what your view maybe is how prices will develop in the next couple of months.
Yeah, I think it's a very good question because it's a question regarding the overall environment. The whole industry is suffering on low energy electricity prices, and we only see that this development is not so short term as we originally were hoping, especially regarding our generation portfolio. Now we're expecting that this low level will stay for the next years. Of course, this is part of the distortion of the European power market, the stronger renewable production and the shale gas, which were originally not in the equation considered. Therefore, I think it would be right to expect that these prices are going to stay for the next period. In Southeast, the situation is a bit different because there it is not a competitive market on production. It is more a single buyer system. So the state regulatory authorities are controlling the procurement prices for us also, and therefore it is not so volatile on one hand, but also it is not giving the credit of lower procurement prices to the whole energy value chain. Therefore, I would not expect a bigger change in the region on the procurement side of the business.
Thank you.
The next question comes from Mr. Asa Schinwald. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Good morning. Also, only one question remains, and it revolves around the gas procurement. I wonder if you could give us a hint on the impact of this discount from Econ Gas, also probably in relative terms. And secondly, on that, if you're thinking about also getting more flexible volumes in your gas procurement, the same as Verbund wants to get.
I think this is also a very good question. First of all, I think the European gas prices are not determined from the bilateral relationship between one region to the main producer and supplier, Russia. It's defined by the overall gas industry in Europe. Therefore, the strongest customer of gas from E.ON Ruhrgas is in an arbitrage situation. Others, like Econ Gas, and therefore also for us, have accepted an economic package at the end of December 2011. And going back to April 2010 and giving part of the difference between the spot market and to the contractual procured price in the form of a bonus. Of course, this is still not enough that our gas power plants are having a positive clean spark spread. Therefore, the gas power plants are not working despite if there is a kind of capacity charge situation like we had in the last winter for Germany. So the overall situation is that the difference between spot gas price and contractual price is not, the gap is not closed, but it take some relief, and this is actually how I think the overall situation will develop. As long as not a new balance is found, it will always be given on the long-term contract in the sense of bonus. What is public is that we gave the back-going part on the overall portfolio from the bonus, which is for our end customers with a volume of 12 million euros, was given to a bonus for last year's to our customers. The overall impact for the group is of course higher. It's the more or less a 10% improvement of the procurement, and therefore we are sensitive because it is also a market sensitive information.
And about the flexibilizing the contract?
Yes, step by step, still not enough to cover the difference. There is a relief coming from this point, but of course, in this part, we're in a sensitive competitive situation. Please accept it.
Thank you.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is a follow-up question from Matthias Heck from Macquarie Group. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, hello again. I just wanted to follow up on your power generation business, where you have a quite bearish view on the power prices. Could we extend that discussion a bit to the level of clean dark and spark spreads? I understand, and we can all see that the spark spreads are negative, but that does not translate to the level of clean dark spreads, which have materially increased in the last time. Is that your view going forward as well? That would be the first question. And the second one, just on the capacity payments from the German BNA, could you quantify how much that was in the first half?
So we are not expecting that the clean dark spread is in the near future will be positive for EVN, so that our gas-fired power plants will be not in the market under the conditions of the prices here. But on the dark spread side, the Dürnrohr coal fire plant is in the market, has been the whole year more or less running during the winter season, and we are expecting this also in the next year.
Okay. And the BNA capacity payments?
Yes, this is a low double-digit volume. Huh? Double-digit, but very low. Is this helping?
Okay, yes. Thanks.
Mr. Szyszkowitz, there are no more questions.
Thanks a lot, everybody, and all the best.